Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for being with us today. Washington State is working to electrify its transportation system, and a key part of that is hybridizing the state ferries so they can run not just on dirty diesel engines, but also on clean electricity from the Northwest. Governor Jay Inslee led a kickoff event in that endeavor today at a shipyard on Seattle's Harbor Island. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe was there. Bellamy, you came back in the door not too long ago. You're here with me in the studio now. What happened today?
Well, Ed, it was really just a party. It was kind of funny, actually. I think I was expecting a shovel and some dirt or something like that because this was, you know, the launch of a new construction. But it was really just a party. There were some speeches and the unveiling of an aluminum sign at Vigor Shipyard to commemorate the start of construction of the state's first hybrid electric ferry.
Okay, so today was kind of the official dumb of it, but the construction's already started, right? Because you've reported on this before.
The construction of this ferry is not yet started.
Okay.
Work is underway to convert two ferries in the existing fleet to become hybrid electrics. These are the Jumbo Mark II ferries that run mostly between Bainbridge Island and Coleman Dock in Seattle. These are the Tahoma and the Wenatchee. This one that they were celebrating will be the first that the Washington State Department of Transportation has built from the ground up as a hybrid. It's an Olympic-class boat, not a Jumbo Mark II, and they're very, very excited about it. Let's hear what the governor had to say.
This is the next step in the progression of new maritime technology, and it is a transition that has to happen. It has to happen because we know that we can no longer power our major economic systems with fossil fuels.
So Governor Jay Inslee there earlier this afternoon, how much does this new ferry cost, Bellamy?
It's interesting. They said it will cost just the same as an Olympic-class ferry does now, a traditional one. $160 million is what the state legislature has funded so far for one ferry, a new hybrid electric. This is kind of surprising to me because, you know, a hybrid car costs more than a normal car. But apparently the technology is widespread enough internationally. There are like 5 countries that are using these kind of ferries, and it's becoming affordable. They say it will also save money in the long run on fuel and maintenance once it's up and running.
And we're talking about just one ferry here, so why is this such a big deal?
Well, they do need to replace a lot of ferries in the pretty near future, and they say it makes sense to keep going with these hybrids. So they've got the conversion going on and the new acquisitions going on. They're working on getting charging infrastructure in place, and so really they're talking about it as if it's a revolution. The legislature has funded one because they like to keep their revenue streams pretty clear, but the strategic plan of the agency has about 5 in the near term, and they need to replace 16 ferries in the next 20 years. So they're recommending that we move forward with this technology, not the older.
And you mentioned the charging infrastructure. I want to ask you about that too, because they'll need to build more than boats. Obviously, they need places to charge them up, and they're going to have to build a pretty robust charging infrastructure, it sounds
like. It's super interesting. This is the part that really interests me the most. They want to have all the ferries running on the same kind of charging. They're looking at a number of different technologies and still figuring it out, but they're going to have to charge really fast because they don't want to interrupt the schedules at all. It's going to have to just turn around really quickly.
All right. Our environment reporter here at KNKX, Bellamy Palethorpe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.